This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, stop me if you've heard this one before, okay? Government attempts major upgrades to a service that people depend on and that everybody is required to join. But the online sign-up process is buggy, to say the least, and there is no shortage of other rude surprises. You're thinking healthcare. I know you are. But the truth is that you haven't heard this particular one before unless you live in Chicago, where public transportation snafus have been front-page news. The city's transit system rolled out a new payment platform this fall. Think Obamacare on a bus. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
About 2 weeks ago, Bob Fioretti got a courtesy call about his payment card for the Chicago Transit Authority's new farebox system. He hadn't activated it. Had he gotten an email with his temporary password? No, he hadn't. Thanks. Fioretti knew his old card was going to expire in a few weeks.
I said, I better get this card activated one way or the other.
But that email never showed up, and the website for the new system, which is called Ventra, was a mess. He called the helpline.
It rings, and then I was put on hold for 45 minutes.
Eventually, he hung up. He called a couple more times over the next few days. Same result. And here's where some Chicagoans might call their city council representative. We call them aldermen here, and they function as neighborhood fixers. Yeah, except Fioretti is an alderman. The Ventra system opened for business in early September, and the old payment systems were scheduled to shut down starting in mid-November. But 2 months in, the cards don't always work. When they do, riders complain they're sometimes double-charged. And then there's the helpline. Last week, the transit union head demanded that the CTA hold off on the transition till the kinks got worked out. He said his members were already getting cussed out by enough angry riders. Yesterday, CTA President Forrest Claypool issued a simple apology.
The bottom line is that too many of our customers are confused and frustrated, and that's our fault.
He also said that, yes, they'll wait to shut down the old payment system till the new one is fixed, including the helpline. And the contractor behind the system won't get a nickel till it happens. So did the city just pick the wrong contractor? Well, Cubic Transportation Systems has some pretty good credits. New York City, Washington, D.C., London. Joseph Schwederman teaches transit and urban policy at DePaul University in Chicago. He thinks part of the problem may be Ventra's all-or-nothing setup.
In a lot of cities, the stakes are less. Like in Washington, D.C., you can always buy the paper card and the smart card's a bonus.
The bigger mistake may have been trying to go too fast.
It could have been, this is a year rollout, everybody relax, you got time to, you know, hear from your friends how it works.
Instead, CTA tried to force everyone to be an early adopter, which doesn't describe your average Chicago strap hanger.
Their whole rhythm's thrown out of whack, and they're saying, why?
Plus, having a smart card system isn't new here.
We've had a card for a while. It's called the Chicago card.
The new card will offer more features, but the old one actually works today. Meanwhile, Bob Fioretti says he still hasn't gotten the email with his password. But in Chicago fashion, he knows a guy. The chairman of the city council's transportation committee. Fioretti says he hopes they can start having hearings later this month. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.